It's one of my favorite times of month because I get to sit back, relax, and listen to Heritage Highlights. Here's Fran Lamb.
In June of 1837, the Congress of the Republic of Texas granted a charter to the citizens of Independence, Texas, in Washington County, for the establishment of a non-political, non-sectarian seminary. The charter was officially granted on June the 5th. It was named the Independence Female Academy. The charter was granted following the receipt of a petition from John Coles, a landowner. Coles was also the county chief justice when Washington County was established in 1841. In order to comply with the charter, a citizen named Henry Gillette bought out Francis Trask's school in Independence. Miss McGuffin was named the primary teacher and student advisor. Mr. Hugh Wilson, a Presbyterian minister, was also a member of the faculty. By 1841, Edward Fontaine, a well-known Methodist minister, was a teacher, and they had 75 students in the school. The student body was made up of boys and girls, ranging in age from 6 to 25. C.W. Thomas was president of the academy in 1845, incidentally, the last year of its existence. Later in his life, Reverend Fontaine went on to become a prominent Episcopalian minister in Austin. Sadly, in 1845, the property was acquired by E.W. Taylor in a sheriff's sale. He donated it to the newly chartered Baylor University. Baylor University was founded in 1846. There was a great deal of discussion about the university being named after R.E. Baylor. Some preferred the name San Jacinto to remember and honor the famous battle for Texas independence. But alas, the Baylor name prevailed. Sam Houston himself donated $5,000 to the fledgling institution in its earliest days. During the first few years, the school was coeducational, but after 1851, the students were separated by gender. The male campus was located on Windmill Hill in Independence. The stream in between the two campuses was lightheartedly referred to as the River Jordan, since the females, at least in the minds of the boy students, dwelled in the promised land. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another edition of Heritage Highlights. To listen to this episode or other previously aired programs, visit the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Thank you, Fran Lamb. Heritage Highlights every month on Bravo Brazos Valley, which is brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.